At the FT. Now, it's often true that matters of finance and business are at the centre of some of the bloodiest political disputes and wars. And events in Sudan are a prime example. 2 million people died in the civil war, which only ended in 2005. The peace deal that was eventually struck hinged on the North and South sharing oil revenues on a 50-50 basis. Today, Barack Obama and other world leaders at the UN summit in New York will discuss reports that the peace deal could be under threat. Amy Barry is a spokesperson from the NGO Global Witness.
We think that oil helped broker the peace, but it could also absolutely be its undoing. So at this meeting in New York today, we think it's really important that world leaders address the real imperative for a new oil sharing agreement before the referendum in January.
Because one of the big wildcards in here is the activities of China in Sudan.
That's right. So Global Witness produced a report last year and then updated it 6 months later, looking at the reported revenues from oil. Now, the issue is that the government in the north is the one that controls the reporting and the access to the figures. Nobody else has any way of checking whether they're accurate or not, including the government of South Sudan. And what we discovered in our report was that there was a big discrepancy between the figures being reported by the government in the north and those being reported by the main oil company operating in Sudan, which is a Chinese company called CNPC. Now, what that discrepancy highlights is the possibility that the North is underreporting the amount of oil that's being produced and therefore paying the South less than their due.
So what do you think world leaders should do?
What we've been saying all along is that this lack of transparency is fueling mistrust between the two sides. Hence the danger that unless there's a new transparent oil revenue sharing agreement, an audit to establish how much oil there actually is being produced, and continuous publication of the revenue figures, the mistrust around the oil revenue could be the very thing that brings the peace agreement to its knees and sees an outbreak of civil war again.
And I was speaking there with Amy Barry from the NGO Global Witness. Quick look at the main numbers